All right. What a day, what a morning. Ooh, I know today's gonna be good. I know today's gonna be good because the way it starts out, because sometimes when things don't start out super well, Lord Jesus, something's on the pipeline for you in a good way. Let's go. Today's quote is submitted by Renee Hayes. It says, "Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change." This is from the Morning Five Planner, quote submitted by members of this community. And when I Googled this particular quote, this man popped up. His name is Wayne Dyer. I don't know if y'all are familiar with him. Super interesting man, but let's check this
Quantum
out.
Physics is not only stranger than you think it is, it's stranger than you can think. Because you take a tiny little subatomic particle and observe it, and the fact is that the nature of your observing changes what you're observing. If you look at it in a certain way, it becomes one thing. If you turn away, it becomes something else. It's truly a scientific fact that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Quantum physics is not a...
Good morning and welcome to hashtag Rise and Grind, the number one morning show in the world, filled with motivation, education, and inspiration. I am your host, Glenn Lundy, husband to one, father to eight, and the founder of the 800% Club, the club designed to help you unlock your full potential. Each episode is filled with celebrity interviews, inspiring conversations, and the strategies you need to get ahead in your career and your life. So grab your pen and turn up the volume because it's time to rise and grind.
What's going on, family? Good morning, Friday. It is February the 16th, 2024. I'm coming to you from Augusta, Georgia. My name's Heather Parody. And I am filling in for Glenn Lundy, who ain't feeling too good this morning. Some might say he's sick, but we're not trying to be negative around here. Okay, he's sick. I hope he gets to feeling better. Listen, I'm having some issues over on the Facebook, but it is what it is. I'm already getting the messages. Hey, you're not live on Facebook. You're not live on Facebook. I know. But you know what? Here's the dealio. Technology. What you can do is you record this sucker, we could stream it live in like 30 minutes. So that's what we're gonna have to do. Just roll with what you got. But listen, speaking of rolling what you got, making pivots, making changes, taking ownership, leading in your life, redesigning your life. We have a powerful guest that I have been so excited to talk to. I'm going to let this quick video introduce this man.
My name is Marcus Ogden. I'm originally from Washington, D.C. I'm going to tell you my story as far as what I've been through, the ups and downs, the curves and sway, to help you avoid my mistakes and at the same time help you transition successfully with some strategies that I'm currently using now in my everyday life as a motivational speaker. Be professional in everything that you do, because I was not that, and I lost everything. I played for 6 years in the NFL. As an athlete, I had an immensely difficult time transitioning after football. So I figured out that I was good with marketing, I was good with leadership, and I was good with people. So I decided to start a construction company. As the company started to grow, unfortunately, I started coming to work late. I stopped worrying about what was going to happen as far as getting the jobs accomplished. I lost control of my field and my office. We had mutiny because I was the one who was not setting the example. I was not setting the bar high enough for us to keep going up the ranks. I literally got down to my last $1,000. I said, you know what? I can become a football coach. I enjoyed it. I loved it. But I said, you know what, Marcus? You're not making enough money doing this right now because you're just starting out at the bottom. So this is what I did on top of being a football coach to support my family. I became a janitor. I made $8.25 an hour working the graveyard shift. You don't have the idea of the sleepless nights that I had. I was literally a week or two away from being homeless because I couldn't afford next month's rent. And I said, this is not gonna be my life. I have two choices. I could either A, blame everybody in society, continue to drink Miller Lights 12 on a Friday night, or I can get off my butt, take accountability, and say, you know what, Marcus? You made the mistake, nobody else. People will respect you more if you take accountability. When you shift blame, society can't stand it. Transition is never easy. It is difficult to start at the bottom because nobody wants to hear what you have to say. I couldn't pay anybody to hear me talk. For 30 months, I didn't get hired to one job. I decided to write a book. It's called Sleepless Nights. That's my story. That's my best-selling autobiography. What that did was it gave me a platform and a leg to stand on that I deserve to talk in front of an audience. So now speaking in front of national companies. I've spoken for 7 Fortune 500 companies in the last 18 months.
What resonates with me about Marcus?
Oh man, Marcus. Marcus, good morning, man. How's it going?
Good morning. All right today, Heather, how's it going?
It's going all right. It's going all right. Listen, man, this idea of taking full ownership, when I watched that first clip of you, I thought, damn, you don't see people very often saying, hey, this was on me. This was my fault. This was something where I dropped the ball in taking full ownership like that. I think we put that on posters because it sounds sexy, but actually seeing it in real life is amazing. I want to dig into that a little bit about how to take personal responsibility and what that looks like, not to beat yourself up, but to move forward. But let's back up to the NFL. Tell me about that transition, because I'm assuming that had to be hella hard going from probably something that was your dream and then trying to figure out what's next.
Absolutely. When you're playing the game of football, like I did for 15 years, you know, high school, college, professionally, and then all of a sudden they're saying, well, no, you can't do that anymore. You're not allowed to go and do what you love, what you've made a living doing. And then you're like, okay, what's next? That's super hard. I mean, it's like having somebody tell you, right, whatever you love to do, right, Heather, like, you know, you can do it. And then all of a sudden, bam, it's gone. You have to stop. It's not going to be allowed. And that's what people don't understand, is that, you know, it's that figuring out what to do next when somebody's telling you you're done, right? Because again, most people aren't like, most athletes, NFL athletes I can talk about from my perspective, aren't like my brother who retired when he wanted to, or Jim Brown, or the great Barry Sanders. You know, most players are forced out or say, okay, well, we're not going to pay you, or we're going to cut you, and you're not going to, and it's kind of like, well, we don't need you anymore. So when you have that feeling, you're like, wow, I've been giving you all of my health, my life, my service for all these years, and now you don't need me anymore. So that's why I feel a lot of players struggle immensely with mental health issues or adjustment issues or trying to figure out what to do with their life issues, because, you know, it's not just saying, oh, you know, thanks a lot, you're gone. It's like, well, no, you've been doing this for so long, now you're out. So for me, it was hell on earth trying to figure out what to do next after the NFL said, you know, thank you very much, Marcus. From 20 to I retired 2008, so I was 27.
Baby. So, I mean, like, you're just getting started, man, and you're having, like, this identity crisis. I'm assuming, like, did you deal with depression? Was it really, really hard on you? Like, what did you turn to next?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got deeply into depression, turned to alcoholism, gambling, nightlife, women going out, just doing anything that you shouldn't be doing to excess, I did it. And the reason why, I just didn't have any type of plan. I didn't know what to do, where to go, what was my new career going to be, who was I going to turn into. And as a result of that, everything you could think of bad, I did it.
Everything you could think of bad, I did it. And at some point, you, I mean, come on, man, the man sitting in front of me right now, you're like an author, keynote speaker, you're traveling, you're doing your thing. That sounds like somebody, a completely different identity. So you didn't sit there for too long. What was the catalyst?
So I said, you know what, if I keep doing what I'm doing now, then my father's legacy that he built from going to Howard and and then giving us an opportunity and being one of the first African-American bank managers for his organization in 1979. And then me going to Howard and then me playing in the NFL and all these other things. If I don't figure out what to do, then the legacy that our dad worked so hard for will falter because of my, you know, just bad behavior and my really poor decisions. So I said, you know what? Enough's enough. And I said, well, what am I good at? I like to market. I like to sell. And construction sounds great. I could make a lot of money at it. Let's go into that. And that's what I did. And it did well for a while. But then eventually, if you really don't know what the hell you're doing in an industry like construction, you will lose. And I ended up losing.
Then what happened?
I had a lot of success for about 3 or 4 years. And then right around the five and a half year mark, because of my arrogance, because of my cockiness, because of my ability to always think I was right and never wrong, I pushed away my best employees, my senior estimator, my senior project managers, my senior superintendents. And then that was a really bad job that I did in downtown Baltimore for a big client, for Johns Hopkins Hospital on one of their big, big projects. It was a huge project in Baltimore City, probably one of the most prestigious projects in Baltimore City at the time. And I spent about $3 million over budget. And when the client and the developer denied my change order, that was it. I went into Chapter 7 bankruptcy and lost my home. Had both cars repossessed in the same day once I got down to Raleigh, and I had to start over with only $400 to my name. No credit cards, no 401k, no savings, no IRA, nothing. Just $400, that is it.
So this is two times in a row where you're having to literally start all over. And you said something interesting. You said, quote, because of, I think you said, my arrogance, my ego, something, you were taking responsibility for what happened. And I wanted to just like highlight that. Like, when did it become to your awareness that, hey, this may not be an external issue. Maybe this is an internal one.
That didn't happen until I had my rock bottom, bottoming out moment as a custodian.
That wasn't it? Those two weren't your rock bottom? Oh, Lord Jesus. What happened?
Nope, because again, I lost everything, but I didn't realize why I lost it until I was working as a custodian in downtown Raleigh after being fired from not just one, but two jobs in the same week. Not after just being fired from two jobs in the same week, having to go out and work as a football trainer. And I was a birthday party clown at parties for kids playing football with them. I did anything and everything I could do to support my family at that time. I was engaged. I had a stepdaughter. I was going to be becoming her stepdad. We did get married, and then I got divorced, not right away, but that's something that I'll talk about a little bit as well, because that happened not that long ago, and I had to start over from that again about 2 years ago. And that's a whole other story. But again, I hit rock bottom. Finally, my bottoming out moment, when that, it's called my spoiled milk moment, when somebody's trash, rotten meat, nasty, protruding, horrible smelling garbage got all out of my skin and my clothes. That was my wake up call. And when I got that wake up call, I realized right then and there that it was me. And I realized right then and there, if I don't make a change, then I'll be here for the rest of my life. And so that was my bottoming out. That was my lowest point of my life, was at that moment.
Okay. So has anybody ever been there? You know, stuff's not working. You're willing to look at yourself and say, maybe this is a me issue. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? So there you are at your rock bottom moment. You're looking at yourself. You're saying something has to change. I'm sure there was a lot on your list of things you wanted to change. Where did you start? What was the first thing you did?
First thing I did was I came home and I wrote down my three biggest strengths. I was a good communicator. I was a good storyteller. And I wanted to help people. And I said, wow, this sounds like you should be becoming a keynote speaker. Because at the time, I realized, wow, maybe I can turn my pain into my purpose. And that's what I did. And I started speaking. But like I tell everybody, when you start something, a great quote by Rutherford B. Hayes, the 19th president of the United States, is every expert was once a beginner. And I had to start at the complete bottom on my journey. And I realized at that moment, wow, I was trying to do something and charge for a product and or service, but I didn't have any real value go behind that product or that service. So for 2.5 years, I didn't get one paid job because I realized now that what I was doing, I was trying to sell something without really knowing what the hell I was doing. But that's what I did after figuring out what I wanted to do. And then I started speaking and then no real luck. I mean, everything was free. And then I got my first paid job finally in April 2016. I got coached in 2018. And now here we are. We've worked for 55 Fortune 500 companies in the last 8 years, 4-time best-selling author, have a phenomenal podcast, is in the top 0.5% worldwide, most popular, coach, consult, brand ambassador, all these different things. But like I tell everybody, yeah, getting here over the last 11 years was not easy.
What do you do now to safeguard against that old you? Things start maybe creeping back in. I don't know when you meant exactly by ego or arrogance or whatever. Is that just you're done, you're healed from that? Or is that something that you're constantly have to check on? And before you answer that, let me just be transparent here. Like my issue has always been insecurity. I can see that show up and you better believe I'm not the same woman I was 5 years ago. Completely different, right? But I can still see that manifest and creep back in here and there. And I'm constantly having to check myself. Heather, are you being insecure right now? Or are you, making decisions of fear? And I'm curious with you, do you ever see some of that old Marcus like come back up? And how do you identify, address it, and guys, stay on the path you're on now?
The old Marcus doesn't come back in that regard because I've learned over the years that confidence comes from being able to do something and you know you're good at it. And, that's something you have to really lean into. And what I've really done over the last, I'll say probably 2 years since, my divorce and things of that nature is I try to focus on three things: visualizing, vocalizing, and manifesting. And so what I mean by that is I vocalize, internally, right? Kind of like meditation, quote unquote, how good I am and I deserve opportunities and I'm really good at what I do. And then I manifest it out loud. I'm telling people that I know I'm really good at what I do. Don't just take my word for it. Talk to my clients, talk to my friends, talk to our, past clients, our people in our network, whatever you want to call it, right? And then really in that regard, visualizing is a huge thing because a lot of times when we feel imposter syndrome come in or we feel that, what's going to happen here or there, it's some type of past trauma that we've had to either go through or have experienced, and that holds us back. And I tell people all the time, you can't let your past hold you back. You can't let your past ruin your future. And when you really are in that position, you have to really understand that you are good enough. And no matter what you are thinking about, internalizing, dealing with, you have what it takes to keep moving forward. And I coach a lot of people in this because I have a saying, authenticity creates victory. If you know you have issues, that's fine. But like, again, don't let that hold you back from getting where you're trying to go.
Yeah. So what was that thing that needed healing in you? The deep down thing? Like, we can on the surface say, okay, man, he just needed to take responsibility for stuff. He needed to do this. He needed to do that, you know, externally. But internally, what was the underlying thing that you discovered that actually needed the healing?
You know what? I would say that what needed healing was my ability to have to always be right. And, you know, today with my team, I tell everybody, hey, look, tell me what you think. If you think that makes sense, or you think that makes more sense, or you think we should go this way or go that way, great. Tell me why, and let's go. And let's have a discussion, and we can come to agreement. Or if we don't really agree, that's okay too. Let's figure out a common middle ground, right? Like, I'll give a little bit, you give a little bit, and let's make it work. And that's something that I had to really heal, is that, you know, because in my construction business, I really think that I was such a young individual who didn't really know the industry and having a lot of success, and then it is losing everything and having to start all over again, because I constantly felt that I was right all the time, or my partner was right all the time. And what I realized today is that in construction, I was that, as you said, scared individual, because I didn't know anything. I didn't have any experience of construction. I didn't know site work. I didn't know estimating. I didn't know pricing. I didn't know any of that. I just knew how to sell. I knew how to make people like us. And that's all I knew. And so I was constantly trying to be that tough guy, that intimidator. I was living through what I call the personality ethics, like rage, wrath, vengeance, just all anger. I was constantly living there because I knew deep down I didn't know anything. So today I live on what we call the character ethics side, which are like truth, honesty, loyalty, virtue, because I know what I'm doing now. So if you want to have a conversation with me about something in my field, I'll have it, because I know that I know what I'm doing, but it doesn't mean I'm going to always be right. So once I got that peel where, like, Marcus, you don't have to always be right, it's okay, because you really know what you're doing right now, then life got better.
Got it. Powerful stuff, man. So what's next for you? What are you manifesting? What are you creating vision around?
What I'm creating vision around right now is helping people with our message of authenticity creates victory. I have an app, it's called the Marcus Ogden app. If you have an Apple phone or an Android, just go to your app store, just type in Marcus Ogden, MarquesOgden. It's a free app. We have all types of great content on there, exclusive content. We did a nice little video, Heather, the other day, talking about what you need to do to overcome obstacles. It's not out yet, but I was kind of giving a little bit of a teaser on it. Three things you have to really master to overcome obstacles. You have to be resilient. You have to persevere, which is actually tattooed on my right elbow line right here, perseverance. And you have to have an ability to make a strong mindset shift. And so we talk about that because so many people, when an obstacle comes up, they get stopped. And they don't go anywhere. And so from there, they're like, wow, you know, what am I going to do? So we really love on that app having that type of exclusive content. It ties back to our website. It ties into our podcast, again, which is called Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden. Again, 18 months old, top 0.5%, most popular worldwide. We have close to 1,000 five-star ratings. People love it. And what I'm really trying to manifest right now to people is that, yo, no matter what you think, no matter where you are good enough. Just be authentic. Don't try to be what others want you to be. Don't try to be what people in your circle think you should be. Don't try to be something that you know you can't sustain, because at some point you will burn out, right? Yep. You will burn out. And I burned out for a couple of years, probably for about 18 months, trying to hide my divorce and not make it public because like I was going through stuff and I was trying to finalize this and go through that. And man, it was exhausting. It was, because in reality, Heather, that's part of my journey. That's part of my story. That's part of an obstacle I had to overcome. And like I said, that happened within the last 2 years. I filed for divorce July of 2022. And that's part of the journey. Like that's part of like, you know, the manifestation, like, you know, hey, life's not going to be linear. And if it's going to be straight line, which we all know it's not, make adjustments, make, you know, make that pivot, make that move, you know. And I coach my clients on this. I speak on this, you know. There's a speech we give, it's called So Can You, Crushing Limiting Beliefs. And that's something that people need to start to really master. Your mindset can crush those negative doubts, but you have to train it to do so.
Amen. Amen. Listen, man, I know you have a class you got to get to in just a second, but we have a final question we ask all of our guests, and it involves a little mountaintop. So I want you to picture the biggest mountain in the world. This mountain is so big that everyone is gathered around it. I'm talking about everyone. I'm talking about everybody. The entire world is wrapped around this mountain, and they are a huge fan of you. They're screaming, Marcus, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. And you're sitting on top of the mountain, and you're like, yeah, exactly. And somebody comes over, hands you a microphone, and you have 2 minutes to tell the entire world one thing, no pressure, at 6 a.m. But what would that be?
My favorite quote by my favorite philosopher, Aristotle. In times of extreme darkness, focus on the light. And what I believe Aristotle meant was, we have to find greatness within us. We have to be those individuals that are self-starting, self-inspiring, that are going to help lead others who are not self-starters, who are not driven to do things on their own. Because Aristotle became famous by coaching Alexander the Great. So Socrates taught Plato, Plato taught Aristotle. When Plato died, Aristotle was not given stewardship to run his school. He left. King Philip II, Alexander the Great's father, hired Aristotle to coach Alexander the Great. And that is where Alexander took all that knowledge and he spread. And that's why Aristotle is more popular than Socrates, Plato, because he taught Alexander. When he conquered different all those provinces, he dropped Aristotle's teaching and knowledge throughout all of the ancient world. And so Aristotle really believed that anybody could be great as long as we can turn on that internal flame within us. And no matter what, don't let it burn out. Don't let it blaze out. And so that's huge. And that's what I would tell everybody.
Let's freaking go. Let's freaking go, Angie. Heath just said, just downloaded the app. That's awesome. One more time, Marcus, where can people connect with you? And we'll get you out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, Angie, for downloading the app. Appreciate it. So again, you can download our app, Marcus Ogden. Okay, that's on Apple Store. That's an Android store. You can go to our website, www.MarcusOgden.com. You can also go to our, it's called our 360 link, right, Heather? That's Marcus, that's www.Marcus360.com. Or shoot me an email, Marcus@MarcusOgden.com. Like I said, we speak on a couple different things like mindset, overcoming beliefs, you know, crushing limiting beliefs, leadership, culture enhancement, diversity, equity, inclusion, marketing and sales, professional development. But I coach a lot of people on mindset, business growth, how to monetize a podcast, how to grow your listener base, you know, all these things. And at the end of the day, I gotta tell everybody, if you wanna be successful and fulfilled, put the work in. Like I said, it's 5:30 in the morning on a Friday, got up at 5:00. Here I am, sound check, you know, going through all the things, doing this awesome show, finishing up, go to the gym, and I had caught a flat tire last night. Got to go get my tire fixed this morning while I'm coaching people on the walking around, doing all, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but you can make excuses or you can get results. And on our app, in our podcast, people like yourself, we're talking about no excuses, just get results.
That's it. That is it, y'all. What y'all think? What you think? You know what we do around here? We do this thing we call blowing you up, stalking you on the interwebs. Folks, find him over on Instagram, Facebook, and slide into this man's DMs. Tell him a big thank you for joining us this morning, Marcus. Super grateful for you. Thank you so much for your time. And that is it, y'all. Blue Zones this week. Few curveballs. But we're here. Today is going to be incredible. We wish you the very best. I hope you know that you are loved, you are supported. If you need anyone, you can reach out to anyone in these comments. They're good folks. We got your back. And have a freaking fun weekend. Enjoy it, y'all. Enjoy it. We'll be